This is Dr. Mejia, the chairman for the patient Diana Shepherd. Medical records 148529, that was 513, 1988. Referring physician Dr. Brandon Steele. STILL procedure performed, colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, February 12, 2022. Indications, diarrhea, bloating, blood in the stool. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis. Number 2, nodularity of the rectum. Number 3, internal hemorrhoids. Number 4, splenic flexure polyp. The form section, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum terminal ileum for the colonoscopy, complication known immediately. Medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph. Upper procedures per double template, per terminal ileum was examined, per paragraph findings. Oropharynx appear normal, per paragraph esophagus, appear normal, per paragraph stomach. Diffuse erythema in the anterior body by taking right H. pylori, per paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigma descending colon appeared normal, per paragraph. Penetration diminished, polyp about 2-3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy, polypectum, per paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, per terminal ileum appear normal, per paragraph. Biopsies taken from the right, left side of the colon, rule out microscopic colitis, per paragraph. Terminal ileum was also examined and appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. 4, monitor clinically. Next number of patients will need AVP colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number of patients need to follow up in J office in 3 to 4 weeks.